就以后呢
？After decades of studies，
开始动摇，因为这个办法来查出的年代跟另外一个办法查出的年代会差十倍。
They find that we're using C40 and another method, the difference may be tenfold.
那么另外的办法是什么呢
？What's another method？
是 fluorescence 的办法。
Fluorescence。
是 fluorescence 是另外一种化学的元素。
Fluorescence is another chemical element。
这样，现在我把这个骨头拿来化验。
When I take this scar and study，
当你用 carbon 14来化验的时候
，When you use C14 to study，
你说这一块骨头是500,000年。
You said 500,000 years old。
当你用 fluorescence 的办法再来鉴定同一块骨头
，When you say fluorescence to determine the age of it，
发现它只有50,000年。
But it is only 50,000 years。
所以你看，人类一进步20年，它就年轻45万岁。
So after that, the one is born, this fossil become younger。
那这种方法给女孩子，她一高兴，新的发明一出来，她就年轻45万岁，好不好
？And the woman will be happy with that。
啊，年纪差20岁，40岁看起来18岁，你就高兴死了。
And for 48 and look at the 20 years old happy。
所以所谓科学的办法
，So when you say scientific method，
可靠性。
Reliability，
准确性
，accuracy，
可信任性的本身
，and also trustworthiness，
常常不是准确的
，sometimes not accurate。
那么这三个科学家原来是很好的基督徒
，these three scientists are very good Christians。
他们对 Kildall Man 有怀疑
，they actually have some doubt in Kildall Man。
所以他们就请求这个英国皇家科学会许可他们再去化验这块石头。
So they asked the permission from Royal Society of Science to allow them to recheck。
结果他查出来里面的carbon-14 是后加上去
，find that the C14 was actually injected，
不是原来化解出来的分量
，not the original one。
所以这事情被很多的科学在证实，他们是对的，原来加进去那个人是错的。
So then other scientists also proved their study and say that the original one is wrong。
所以1953年发生了一件很大的事。
1953 something important happened。
大英博物馆就把Kildall Man的化石从大英博物馆。挪开了。
The Great Britain Museum removed this fossil from their museum.
因为这是科学骗局。
Because this is a fake science.
是那些反对基督教圣经的科学家故意用自己假的手段来骗全世界的人。
It's those scientists who go against creationism using their fake science. They want to cheat.
这个事情发生以后
，After this thing happened，
当时大英博物馆的馆长讲一句话。
At that time, the curator of this Great Britain Museum said something.
他说，在这个伟大的博物馆里面
，He said in this great museum,
没有任何一件的收藏品是证明进化论是对的。
There is no single collection that's going to prove evolution.
那我现在要对大家说
，Now I want to tell you,
为什么进化论还这么多的学术界，还这么多的大学，这么多的学府？要承认它呢
？Why is there so many of these high study institutions still want to acknowledge evolution？
因为你不接受进化论
，If you don't accept evolution，
你只能接受上帝创造。
You can only create accept God create。
而如果你讲上帝创造
，If you were to say that God create，
这是科学没有证明过的事情。
This is something that science has never proven。
这是历史没有办法倒回的事情。
Because history cannot repeat itself。
他从前创造的时候，我们这些人没有一个人会站在他旁边看到。
Because when it was created, no one is by the side to look at it.
所以要证明是上帝创造。
So to prove that God created,
历史方法论是不够的。
You cannot use a historical method.
亲眼见证是不可能的。
You cannot say they want to witness yourself.
所以就不能把创造论当作是科学。
So they cannot use creationism as a science.
但是
，But then，
如果把它当作进化在继续演进中间产生变化的话，那这个是比较可能用堕落的理性来认为是科学的。
But if you say that evolution is a process, then probably in your mind can accept it as a science.
所以有一个人讲一句话
，So someone said this，
他是进化论被人接受。
So evolution is accepted by man，
不是因为科学已经证明
，Not because science has proven it。
进化论之所以被人接受
，That evolution is being accepted，
是因为它比较接近时髦现代人心中的需要。
Because it's closer to the need of the modern man，
所以这是进化论被接受的原因。
So that's the reason why evolution accepted。
除此以外
，Other than that，
还有一个很重要的思想
，And that's very important thing，
就是关于人在怀胎的时候
，At a time when men are pregnant，
是不是重新表演进化的过程
？Is it repeating the process of evolution？
这一点接下去我才讲。
So I was
我现在把化石的事情真讲清楚了。
I'll finish the thing on fossils.
所以这样呢
？Because of that，
有人就把 Cro-Magnon、Neanderthal、Heidelberg、Java man、Peking man、Hildau man。这些的理论把它归纳起来。
So people want to draw a conclusion of these few fossils.
那你们可以自己决定是不是这些就是人的先祖。
So you can accept yourself whether these are ancestral men or not.
因为最后二十世纪将近末后的发现是什么呢
？So when it comes to the end of the 20th century, what was the discovery?
这些化石的喉咙中间。
That these fossils are at the throat.
根本没有放置声带的地方。
There's no place to place the vocal cord.
所以呢，人之所以是人
，The man is man.
因为人会讲话。
Because man can talk.
人之所以能讲话
，The man is man because man can speak.
人有个很奇妙的声带
，Because there's a very amazing vocal cord with us.
声带的震动。
And the vibration of vocal cord,
频率的变化
and the change of frequency,
你从最低的这个频率
from the low frequency,
到最高的频率
to the high frequency,
把人的声音分成六类
so man's voice divided into six categories,
男低音
baritone,
男中音
and bass, baritone,
and tenor, 男高音
tenor,
然后呢，像我的声音
and、like、my voice,
是男中音
and the baritone,
这个成龙的声音
成龙
是男高音
tenor,
他的声音
my voice,
也是男中音
or the baritone,
不低不高刚刚好
not too high, not too low,
那女的呢也有这个 contralto
and the female contralto
女低音还有 mezzo soprano,
mezzo soprano
就是女中音还有这个 soprano,
soprano
女高音
soprano
那么这六种的声音呢、
so、this six different kind of categories,
声带的 pitch 或者叫做 vibration 的频率的这个分类
is a division of the hertz
讲当人的声音把高低讲得很清楚的时候
so when you divided the man's voice so clearly
在嘴唇的变化口腔的运用
and the change of the lips and also the use of the capacity of the mouth
A E I O U 把它讲得清楚。
With A E I O U is speaking very clearly。
加上用 B、用 P、用 T、用 D、用 F、用 V 做开头的时候。
And also when you use different of these consonants,
can speak very clearly. But you want to talk.
你能够讲得很清楚，交代你要讲些什么。
那么这人就知道你表达出的意义是什么。
And people know what meaning what to convey.
那么 A E I O U
with A E I O U
或者 E A O I U
E A I O U
猫也可以的，喵 E A O I U 啊
，and also the
喵喵。每一只猫都是音乐老师
yes, can teach you voice.
它可以叫你喵怎么开怎么唱
and teach you how to project your voice.
但它不能把 P, B, T, D, F, V 这些东西放在这个母音的前面后面、This is my books 它讲不出来了
It cannot put a consonant to the vowel and that's why it cannot speak
这个声带的存在
So the existence of a vocal cord
人之所以伟人一个很重要的部分
It is a very important part of man as man.
那动物的声带是什么东西呢
Then what kind of vocal cord and animals have?
发出吼叫吼叫
Like a roar
Roaring 还有啼哭
Cry
还有呢就是大喊
And like a shout
这些噪音出来
All these things
就这样他没有办法把语言带出来
It cannot bring language
这些化石
And all these fossils
喉咙中间根本没有一个空间可以放声带
In the throat there's no place for us to put a vocal cord
所以我告诉你
I tell you
你说信上帝创造是很难的
You say it's difficult to believe that God creates
我承认
I acknowledge that
你要我信人是进化过来的我告诉你更难的事
But to believe that man is coming from evolution is more difficult
所以基督教从来不提到信仰是借着科学证明出来的
Christianity never say that faith can be proven by science
因为科学是没有资格证明信仰问题
Because science is not qualified to prove the faith
那么基督教的信仰是怎么来的呢
So where comes the faith
是因为神的启示显明出来
Because God revealed and is manifested
人证明是以人做出发点
And when man proved man coming to a beginning point
神显明是神做出发点
When God reveals when God is a starting point
今天你看见很多女孩子你很难证明她几岁
Today, when you see a lot of women, you cannot tell and prove how old they are.
很多化妆品一涂上去，皱的皮会平起来。
Because with a cosmetic help, even a wrinkled skin can turn to be good.
皮肉会白起来
，and widen too.
那胖的会瘦下去
，and also can put more skin.
很奇妙的化妆品已经出来了
，and very strange cosmetic.
所以男孩子跟女孩子骗的，远远比女孩子跟男孩子骗的更多。
So there's a man to be cheated by woman is more than a woman to be cheated by man.
男孩子可以骗女孩子的钱。
You know, this man can cheat woman's money.
穷的又英俊的男人常常骗漂亮的女人的钱。
The poor and a handsome boy can cheat a beautiful lady's money.
女人骗男人的年龄很厉害的。
But this woman can cheat in the, on the age.
所以你没有办法证明她几岁。
So you cannot prove how old they are.
你用科学也没办法证明。
You see, scientific method cannot prove.
用秤也不能量出来。
Can I use the ruler to measure?
这到底看来你是不是20多岁呢
？Are you 25?
他说我老实告诉你，我48岁。
Truly, I'm 48.
当他显明的时候
，When it he see manifest,
你才真正知道他几岁。
Then you truly know how old she.
所以信仰不在乎证明。
So faith doesn't lie on proof.
信仰是建立在神的显明。
Faith lies on the revelation of God.
上帝借着这本圣经
，God through this Bible，
告诉我万有是他创造。
To tell us all things are created by Him.
上帝借着这本圣经
，And through this Bible，
告诉我们他怎样创造天地。
Tell us how created heaven and earth.
这不是科学的范围。
This is not the realm of science.
不是政治。这证据的话
呢 ，the realm of evidence
是神的启示
，by the revelation of God，
神的显明的范围
，God's reveal，
所以这样呢，这些的化石
，and all these fossils
没有办法证明这些化石就是我们的祖宗
，cannot prove that all these fossils are our ancestors，
这些化石不存着血的染色体在里面。
Because all these fossils do not have the DNA of the blood,
就 chromosome, 所以你没办法从染色体知道 chromosome, 你 underman 跟我们的关系是什么
？So you cannot extract DNA from them.
不是 chromosome,
chromosome.
染色体是有13对跟13对，26对的，这就 26 pairs。这样的男的13，女的4人配合成了人的26对的这个染色体。
So there's 26 pairs of chromosomes within humankind.
猪是猪，马是马，绝对不一样。
So the pigs are pigs, the horse are horse, they're different number.
如果你说这些化石证明我是他的子孙
，If you were to say that this fossil will prove that I am their offspring,
我告诉你，科学在这方面没办法帮助。
Science in this aspect cannot help you.
你说你基督教是信上帝，我告诉你，进化论的人也是信化论，不是证明。
I tell you that when you say that Christian believe only in God, evolution also you are fated to believe.
所以化石真正证明我们是进化的，我告诉你不是。
Fossils prove that we evolved? No.
何况这些化石如果是硬凑起来的东西。
All the more if these fossils were put together,
证明这些骨头是从同一个人留下来也不可靠。
Only to prove that this comes from a single man, it is not reliable.
所以你相信化石就是人进化的这个证据，你需要的信心还是很大的。
So your faith to believe that this fossil actually is a proof of evolution, you need great faith.
我问你。
And ask you,
那这句话是代表什么呢
？This fossil what does it represent?
曾经有一个活物，曾经活过。
Only,
现在他死了，他的骨头留到现在。
Only but to prove that there was a living being that lived and it died and it lived the bone. And that's it.
That being ever lived before.
那么他曾经活过那个活物。
That you never and no way to prove that living is your grandfather.
他绝对不可能来证明说那是你的祖先，
只证明说那个东西曾经活过。
Only but to prove that that being existed before.
会不会是上帝曾经造过那些好像人但是不是人的那些东西？
Could it be that God created something with like man but not man?
如果在那个化石的形象前面一带
if in that fossil, the form of it, the very before it,
one generation before that also, 有一些跟它很近的东西存在到处
and it existed in that moment,
下一代又有一些比较像它的又存了千千万万处，也存在万个处。
And with the next generation, the one which is a bit like it, it also existed in all other places.
那你明白我的意思了
？Do you understand?
这一代跟你相像的人多不多啊
？In this age, are there people who look like you?
20岁的人
，those are 20.
今年是20岁
，this year you're 20.
那么20年前你生下来
20 years ago when we were
born. 二十年前你生下来的时候。
When you were born 20 years ago.
基隆坡是不是只生你一个人下来
？In KL, are you the only one?
那一年的几千几万个人生下来。
You know, on that year, many were born.
你能找到 Cro-Magnon man?
If you can find Cro-Magnon man,
你一定会找到同一个时代几千个像 Cro-Magnon man 一样的东西。
You must be able to find.
为什么没有
？Same age, you will find a lot of people.
为什么找到一个就宝贵了不得
？You cannot find it, only one.
如果一大堆就不会放进博物馆了，因为太多了。
If there are a lot, you cannot put in the museum.
那么只有一个。他是不生子，一个时代生一个，有一百万年没有人再生出来了。
Only one, the only son, no one to be born later.
所以我告诉你要挖苦啊，进化论没有办法回答问题太多了。
So there are so many questions that the evolution can answer.
我信耶稣不信耶，我是基督徒，我妈妈基督徒，当然基督教都是真理，我不是那种人。
I'm a Christian, not because I believe it and it's true.
我是很挑剔的知识分子。
I'm a very picky one.
我那个早春牧师。的毛病很多牧师会逃走的。
If I want to find a problem with pastor will have to run away from that.
找出老师的毛病，很多老师会自卑感。
If I want to find a problem with the teacher, a lot of teachers will feel inferior.
逻辑的对付很多的知识分子，他们一定感到自己不够知识。
If I use a lot of logical method to deal with a lot of intellectual, they find that they are lack.
我不是很聪明的人，但我一定不是笨人。
I'm not very intelligent, but yet I'm not a fool.
所以那个时候十七岁的时候呢
，At the age of 17,
我也决定。
I decided
进化论是不是真理
？Whether evolution is
基督教的信仰是不是真理
？Christianity is
我是不是因为听牧师讲，就他听他的
？Is it because the pastor preached and I believe in him？
我就听这个我的老师讲进化论，我就听他的。
And also when teacher preached about evolution, I believe in him。
我自己的立场在哪里
？Where's my stand？
我怎么做人？我怎么有自己的这个骨头
？How can I my own？
我怎么有自己的这个前面的道路
？How can my own future？
我一定要。知道这是真理，所以我才相信。
I must know this is truth, then I follow it.
所以我对上帝说
，So I told God,
你回答我的问题。
Answer my question.
我就到全世界去回答有问题的人。
And I'll go the whole world to answer question of people.
没有忘记对上帝立过这样的愿。
I'm not forgotten. I make this kind of decision to God.
所以今天我站在这里。
Now I stand here.
我还没讲完。
I'm not finished.
所以我告诉你，今天最后一堂讲进化论。
The last session.
所以要再延长，好不好？好不好？不好的你走你回家去我不需要你但是你听下去
了
所以话说的问题没有办法证明进化论
Forcer cannot prove evolution
而且话说里面反对进化论的那些道理的成分多得不得了
And there are many elements that actually go against evolution
所以你用 carbon 14没有解决化学的问题
So when you use C14 you're going to prove of H
你用 entropy 没有办法证明这个话是就是进化论的
成分。With the entropy, you cannot prove evolution is true.
那么我要继续问的一个问题。
One more question.
就是有一个理论说
，There is a theory that says,
当人在婴孩时期还在母胎里面的时候
，When a person is an embryo in the womb of mother,
精虫进入卵子里面
，So when the sperm enters the egg,
那开始就变成一个胎了。
And become an embryo.
那么这个 embryo 就变成在水里面。
And this embryo is contained in the water.
这就重新表演。
This only about to repeat.
人实实在在在进化的过程中是怎样慢慢就变成一个哺乳类的动物。
The man in the process of evolution become a mammal.
这个思想呢，原先不是在达尔文里面。
This thinking actually was not contained first in this Darwin.
也不是拉马克里面。
那拉马克。
这个思想连2400年早过达尔文的时候已经有人在想
Actually 2400 years earlier than Darwin people are thinking
这几个重要的人
These few important people
包括 Empedocles
Empedocles
Lucretius 一直到最后进步到阿里斯多德的思想
Advance until the thought of Aristotle
所以阿里斯多德就这么想
Aristotle said this
原先是单细胞
Actually, is a single cell.
最简单的生物
and the most simple life
在海里面
in the water.
后来就慢慢发展
it develops
变成副细胞
become a multi
慢慢
cell
变成水中的活物
become the living being.
慢慢就生出一些用呼吸可以在水以上生活的那个肺部
and there's a lung breathing system that allow it to
慢慢 above the water 变成爬到地上来
and become the crawl reptile
变成爬虫
reptiles
爬虫慢慢就进化变成哺乳类的动物
become a mammal
也慢慢有一部分就变成能飞上空中的禽和个鸟
and some of the avian that can fly
所以最后呢就变成人
later turned to be man
所以阿里斯多德是第一个从单细胞演化变成人的真正进化论 的理论的创立者。
Aristotle is the, actually the real founder of this evolution theory that man from single cell evolved into a man.
这样看起来
then,
达尔文是比他迟了2400年才有这种思想的随从者。
Darwin was late about 2400 years after Aristotle and then became follower of evolution.
但是在达尔文还没有写物种起源以前十多年
and about a decade before this Darwin wrote the original species,
就有一个比他年轻的人叫做 Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
And then there was a man who was younger than him called Wallace.
这个人就写了一本书叫做 The Principle of Biology.
Wallace, he wrote this book, The Prince of Biology.
哇，这本书印出来以后
，When this book is published,
达尔文看了是吓了一跳
，And Darwin saw it, he was so astonished.
因为这本书里面的理论的方法论跟达尔文想要写出的理论是一样的。
Because many of the methods contained it is like what Darwin would use.
什么理论呢
？What method?
就是能够适应的存下来。
That is those who can adjust to the environment will live.
不能适应的被淘汰掉。
Who cannot adjust will die.
那么谁决定这个能适应，那个不能适应
？Who is to decide this can adjust, that cannot adjust?
就是刚才我稍微提的一件例子。
And there was illustration I mentioned just now.
采花粉的蜜要有这个毛能够挖鼻孔，它才有办法维持下去。
The bee to harvest the pollen, it must have the hair at the leg there.
所以他们先假设。
So they first presuppose.
凡是能有这些先天本能的，就能适应，它就会存下来。
Those who have the inborn kind of things can live.
没有这个先天条件，你不能适应。
Without the inborn condition, this thing cannot be, cannot live continuously.
这个能有天生条件的适应者是谁给他条件的？他们没有回答。
Who is the one who acquired this inborn condition naturally?
他们就把的这个结论叫做天然淘汰。
They make a conclusion natural selection.
这个叫做什么呢？叫做 the survival of the fittest.
那最适应的能够生存，
能够适应的就存下去。
The survival fittest
不能适应的就死掉。
Those that cannot
survive, 冷天的时候
cannot survive.
怕冷的就早死。
So those who are frightened of these coldness will die first.
冷的时候还不怕的，又能在冷天结婚的，就生孩子出来。
So when you're cold, you can get married, you can give birth to children.
不怕冷的生出不怕冷的孩子出来。
And those who are not afraid of coldness will give birth to those who are not afraid of coldness.
The nature favors those who can fit.
那么自然选择那些能够适者，
这个叫做天眼就说物竞生存。
And they call the natural selection survival of fittest.
叫弱肉强食。
And also the weak one will be
强者存在
，taken away by the strong one.
弱者淘汰。
And also the weaker one will renounce.
这个理论后来就助长了帝国主义的扩张。
And because of that, it actually have the expansion of this imperialism.
所以你说西方是基督教的地方，我告诉你，西方也是反基督教的地方。
So you say the West actually is a Christian nation. The West also is the one that opposes Christianity.
为什么帝国主义到东方来侵略呢？
Why is the imperialist coming to the East to invade?
因为在19世纪中叶以后，
because after the mid 19th century,
他们发现这就是生存一定要有的这个条件。
They find that this condition for you to survive.
把弱的民族把它打死，
you want to take away the weak one.
我们争取他的土地，
then we take away the land.
就可以存在，
then we can survive.
所以在两方面增长了20世纪的两派的思想。
So two aspects, two groups grows on the 20th century.
第一派的思想就是希特拉的德国优秀军国主义。
The one is the eugenic thinking of the Hitler of the West.
第二个 Germany.
Germany.
后来这个墨索里尼的意大利跟这个明治天皇不是明治。在这个裕仁天皇的日本就随着他的路线。
And also Mussolini of Italy and also 裕王 from Japan also follow him.
Hirohito.
Hirohito.
那这样呢，就使他们发动第二次大战。
So they start the Second World War.
当他们能够把别人打下去的时候，他们就可以统治世界。这是进化论的果子。
Where can they conquer the other nation? They can survive. That is a result of evolution.
所以希特拉的那个政权。
Hitler's power
是建在进化论的思想上。
Is built upon the thinking of evolution.
西方的帝国主义的扩展。
An expansion of imperialism of the West
也是建在这个进化论的思想。
Also founded on the thinking of evolution.
弱肉强食。
And the strong will take away the weak.
物竞天存。
And also the survival of fittest.
胜者存在。
And the natural selection.
弱者淘汰。
And the weakest are discarded.
都化了整个这个世界的心。
So this poisoned the thinking of the whole world.
那么这个呢，从最小的在油中的水中，慢慢到陆地变成人的这个理论。
So this single cell now swimming in the water and then come to humankind, this is a theory.
被一个德国的生物学家拿去用了。
And a German biologist used it.
这个生物家叫做 Ernest Haeckel.
Ernest Haeckel.
Haeckel, H-A-E-C-K-E-L.
Haeckel.
Haeckel 说呢。当一个小小的婴孩在成胎以后，在子宫里面的油水也慢慢尾巴就慢慢卷起来，后来慢慢就伸出手脚出来，这都是人类进化从头表演的一个记录。
You say that this recapitulation of the evolution the process in the womb.
那么他们就造出人身体每一共有96种器官是没有用的。
They find that in our humankind, the 96 organs which are useless.
因为呢，这以前是好像动物一样的。
Because before that, we are like animals.
后来等我们成人的时候，不需要这个东西。
So when you become a humankind, we don't need all these organs.
所以在动物里面没有用的器官还留在人身体里面，一共有96种。
So in the animal, 96 organs still remain in us.
最简单能够提出来的就是扁桃腺还有盲肠。
And what is the thyroid and appendicitis?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为盲肠你把它割掉了，你不会发神经嘛。
Because appendicitis, when you remove it, you cannot turn lunatic.
扁桃腺你把它割掉了，你还会唱歌嘛。
Same with the thyroid, after remove, you can sing.
你还很健康嘛。
You're still healthy.
你还可以吃饭嘛。
You can still eat.
你还可以生孩子。
You can still give birth.
你还可以读书嘛。
You can still study.
有没有的扁桃腺拿掉了就变成傻瓜的？
Is there anyone after remove the thyroid, they become fools?
所以这些都是没有用的器官。
All these are useless organs.
Haeckel 的思想
Haeckel's thinking
后来慢慢被证明出来有很多的错误。
Later on, people proved that a lot of faults were there.
其实人的盲肠有没有用处啊？
People's appendicitis, are they useful?
人的扁桃腺有没有用处？
Thyroid
在你在母腹中间的时候，你的盲肠是有用处的。
At the time when you're in the womb of your mother, your appendicitis is useful.
在你还没有发育以前，你的扁桃腺是有用处的。
Before you grow to be matured, your thyroid is useful.
所以这些都是上帝安排的，到某一个阶段以后。它的用处就结束了。
God has so designed that so at this certain stage they are useful and then they end up.
所以 Haeckel 的理论在受到一些的打击。
So Haeckel's theory also was being attacked.
我另外再提一个很重要的叫 Mendel, M-E-N-D-E-L.
And that one is Mendel.
Mendel 从他的这个遗传学里面
，Mendel actually is the inventor of this genetic heredity.
给我们看见了不同的人类产生了。更不同的这个变化的这个变化分析越来越繁杂的这个 micro 这个 change 是很大的。
Say that there's micro change with diversities.
所以呢，有一个人是白人
，that was white.
他娶了一个白的人
，he married a white.
后来生出一个黑孩子出来
，and give birth to a black.
这个白人就从那天开始不爱他太太。
From that day onward, that white man do not love the white man.
他心里就想：你跟谁偷吃？你跟谁偷吃？
To whom you have extramarital sex?
我怎么爱你，怎么你生出个黑鬼出来
？How come I love you so much? You give birth to a black.
有哪一天晚上你跑掉跟别人睡觉，我不知道。
Is there any night you sleep with other people?
他从那天恨死他的太太。
Since that day, he hates actually the wife.
他的太太一面抱着这个黑孩子，一面面对怀疑他的丈夫，一直哭一直哭。
And that woman cried and cried, holding the baby.
他没办法解决这个问题。
No way to solve.
如果你怀疑我，我自杀好了。
If you do the skeptical on me, I'll kill myself.
我从来没有跟别人就是忠于你一个丈夫。
Because I'm so faithful to you.
你不必讲，事实胜你穷办，这么黑怎么是我的
？But that's a proof because the baby is so dark.
所以这个男的呢就不爱跟他讲话了。
So this man doesn't want to talk to her.
预备什么时候就永远离开他。
He wants to leave her.
到最后他们去找一个医生。
Finally, go and see a doctor.
医生查的时候
，when the doctor investigates,
从祖宗查起。
Investigating their ancestors.
原来是这个男的七代以前有一个黑人是他的曾祖。
Seven generations up of this man there was a black.
不是女的，是男的那边的。
Not a woman, but the man.
所以他就告诉你，这个叫做呢。你的祖先的种子过了好几代才跑出来，是你的错，不是他的错，你不要再怪他。
So it is your mistake, not her mistake.
他满头露水。
So he didn't understand.
那这个理论在医学界叫做什么？
What's that in medical field?
隔代遗传。
That is a intergeneration kind of this hereditary theory.
就叫做 jumping generation heredity. 那么这个理论呢，叫做 Mendel 的理论。
That is a theory of Mendel.
所以有一个人，他讲一句话。
He said,
如果达尔文
If Darwin
早一点读曼德尔的书
，If he were to study Mendel's book earlier，
他可能不敢写《物种起源》那一本书。
He might not be so bold as to write on this book。
但为什么达尔文不可能早一点读他的书呢
？Why is it not possible for this Darwin to read earlier Mendel's book？
这个奥地利的神父，他是个天主教神父。
Because this is the Catholic father of the Austria。
那奥地利，这个奥地利 Austrian。Monk,
also a monk,
他叫做 Mendel,
Mendel,
他的理论叫 Mendelism,
Mendelism
是很伟大的。
Great,
所以我告诉你，历史上
，So in history,
还有很多的学者
，There are a lot of scholars,
其实正在怀疑达尔文的理论。
Actually, they are very skeptical on this Darwin's evolution theory.
我今天很难过的一件事情。
Today I feel very sad.
中国国民党
，In China, the 国民党
有许多反对基督教的人。
A lot of people who oppose Christianity.
他们在教育界里面就接受了进化论。
In the educational field, they accepted that this is evolution.
中国共产党
in communism in China,
绝对无神反对基督教
Actually, atheistic going against God.
又接受了进化论的
They accepted evolution.
所以整个中国五四运动到现在
In the May 4th movement until today,
所谓的知识分子一定是以创造论势不两立
So-called the Chinese intellectual, they go against this creationism.
所有的科学一定走在进化论的这个范围里面
So those who say they are scientists, they'll go in the way of evolution.
啊，今天真正能够告诉我们进化论本身有太多可怀疑的事情的学者很少。
Today there are very few scholars that can tell us that there's a problem with evolution.
所以这几个礼拜
，So for these few weeks,
对你们讲的这四次进化论与创造论之间比较的
，For this four session on the comparison of evolution and also the creationism,
盼望可以把一线的光。带到你的心，你的头脑里面。
I hope that it can throw a light into your heart, to your mind.
最后，我要讲一件事情。
Finally, one thing.
就这个世界的历史到底有多久
？And this, the history of the world, how old it is?
是不是像爱尔兰的主教阿舍所讲的，这世界历史只有六千年
？Is it like Archbishop or this Ireland Asher who is going to say that about 6,000 years?
有一些灵恩派跟一些福音派的人就说，圣经说千年如一日。所以上帝创造世界到六千年结束的时候第七千年就是耶稣再来的千禧年
And also like some of the charismatic evangelical they believe that God created the earth in heaven and earth in 6 days and that's why 6,000 years and 7,000 is a millennium
所以许多传道人在四十年以前
So 40 years ago a lot of these preachers
他们就认为2000年就是千禧年要来了
They will say that 2000 years, year 2000 is the year of the millennium.
Resting, 恳切传道等候千禧年来。
So they are waiting for the millennium to come.
但是结果2000年以后
So after the year 2000,
千禧年没有来。
Millennium never come.
是 Osama bin Laden 来。
Is Osama bin Laden who came.
世界恐怖分子来。
Is the terrorist that came.
乱得不得了。
It was a mess.
这个到底是解经的错误呢？
Is it the wrong in the interpretation of the Bible?
或者基督教有一些很幼稚的乐观的。
Or is there is a night of optimism with the Christianity?
我作为一个传道人
，as a preacher，
我做一个基督徒
，as a Christian，
我绝对不是站在基督教这一边。
Absolutely, I'm not standing on the side of Christianity.
我也不是站在进化论那边。
Not also on the side of evolution.
如果真理是真理的话
，if truth is truth，
当基督教违背真理，我要骂基督教。
When Christianity go against the truth, I want to scold Christianity.
进化论违背真理，我要责备进化论。
When evolution go against the truth, I'll rebuke the evolution.
基督教里面有真理
，because in Christianity there's truth，
所以我才做基督徒。
And that's why I become a Christian.
基督教里面的真理是真正的真理
，because in the truth in Christianity is true truth，
我才传这样的真理。
And that's why I preach the truth.
我讲道的方式
，so the way I preach，
跟我神学的立场的根基
，and also the foundation of my theological stand，
跟你们听见的很多传道人讲话是不一样的。
And different from many preachers that you heard，
因为我要为真理做见证
，because I want to testify for the truth。
基督教有 有走错路的历史的时候
When Christianity, there's a history, bye bye, they're gone astray.
我们要勇敢点出基督教的错误在哪里
We must be courageous enough to point out where's the mistake.
那如果当进化论有错的时候
When there's a mistake with evolution,
我们要指出进化论不可靠的地方在哪里
We have to point out where is the thing which is not reliable with the evolution.
你在宗教信仰里面不可以沦落变成迷信。
So then in our faith, you cannot fall into irrational.
You should not fall into the superstition.
Superstition.
Likewise, in the pseudoscience, you should not put your faith on those kind of superstitious pseudoscience.
同样的，在假科学里面，伪科学里面，你不能够把你的信心建立在那种伪科学的迷信里面。
这都是很公义的做法。
These are very righteous ways.
好，那么到底这世界有多久呢？
How old is this world?
有一些基督徒说只有六千年。
There are some who say this, conclusion.
进化论说有几百万年。
Evolution is millions of years.
如果呢买卖差两块不要紧。
If you were to in trade,
同样的 difference, okay. 同样东西差两百万，那很伟大。
But the same thing, the different price, two millions, very big.
到底这宇宙的历史是六千年吗
？These are the universe is.
我现在给你答案。
I'll give an answer.
绝对不是。
No.
所以很多基督徒乱解经
So a lot of Christians wrongly interpret the Bible
很多神学家乱解经
A lot of theologians wrongly interpret the Bible
我们要拒绝他
We reject them
那就是人类的历史几百万年吗
Is it millions of years with human history?
我告诉你绝对不是
Absolutely not
那么你说如果不是这个化石可以化验出来几百万年怎么解释
If it's not how can we test out this fossil of millions of years?
我刚才已经对你说你用 carbon 14的办法或者用 fluorescence 的办法还有以后科学还会找出更准确的新办法现在还没定论
We see 14 with fluorescence maybe later on science will discover even better method you're not discover yet
有一个理论
There's a theory
就是这个海洋的堆积沉淀的高度来证明历史多久
Using the height of the sediment of the ocean wave you want to prove how old history is
结果那个理论产生出来的年代表
And with that theory, the kind of age of the world is
跟碳元素第十四化验出来的化石的年代表是相差几十倍的。
Compared to the C14 method, the age is different, maybe tenfold.
有的人还以为
people deem
有一种动物现在绝种了。
This kind of animal without this
证明几百万年前有这种东西。
That's to prove that millions years ago there was this living being.
刚这书讲这件事不久。到二十年，在澳洲的海里面找到那种东西。
After he just written a book on this, they in the ocean of Australia they found this.
所以有许多的理论，不要太积极接受它。
So a lot of theory, don't be too fast adopt it.
那我们言归正传。
Now coming back,
世界的历史到底有多久
？How old is the world?
如果说
，If we were to say，
比如说
，For instance，
假如是这样的话说
，Just assume，
说世界历史。照着那些化石是几百万年的话
，According to fossil theory, the world is about a million millions of years.
如果说
，Foreign if if
人类已经有这么长历史
，Man has a so long history.
那我要问你一个问题
，And ask
为什么人类记载下来的历史不过不到八千到一万年
？Why is it the recorded history of mankind only about 8,000 to 10,000 years?
没有一万年以前的记录。
And there's no record with the pre-10,000.
没有一万两千年的记录。
No, 12,000.
没有一万五千年的记录。
No record of 15,000.
出现的时候
，suddenly when appear，
就是巴比伦
，only Babylonian，
就是埃及
，Egyptian，
也接下去就是中国
，China，
就是印度
，India，
这四大文明
，this fourth civilization
记载下来
，was recorded，
人怎样生活
，how many live，
人怎样耕田。
How many plot?
怎样制造工具
？And how many make tools?
人怎样建造房子
？And build buildings.
中国的杨邵文化
，And 杨邵
龙山文化，
龙山
啊，这都是几千年前的文化。
All these culture are a few thousand years ago.
中国的土地上
，And on the Chinese ground,
五六千年已经有人用泥土制造工具，现在还可以买到。
Five or six thousand years ago, people used this clay to make the tools you can buy.
这是瓦器。
And this part,
还用那个黑色的东西把它涂颜色，几千年后还没有颜色，还没有定。
This earthenware, when they have the drawing on that, we're thinking, fine, it's still there.
那我要问你一个问题。
And ask a question.
五千年以前
，Before the 5,000.
埃及的金字塔
The pyramid of Egypt
已经建起来了
is built already.
但是一万年前呢
But 10,000 years ago
没有啊
No
两万年前呢
20,000 years ago
没有
No
那巴比伦
Babylon
在七八千年前
And 7,000 or 8,000 years ago
那些房子几十个房间的都已经看出来
And those buildings already there
这些的东西可以发现出来
All these things you can experiment and test
但是一万年两万年没有
Not with the more than 10,000
years. 印度也是如此。
And the same with
几千年的东西都可以拿到。
A few thousand years things are there.
超过一万年的没有。
More than 10,000 no.
换一句话说。
In other words.
人类在八千到一万年以前。
Man before 8 to 10,000 years ago.
突然出现。
Suddenly appear.
出现的时候。
When he appears.
已经是伟大的不得了。
He was a great man.
所以埃及的金字塔。
So the pyramid of Egypt.
巴比伦的巴别塔。
The Babylonian's Babel.
这是波斯的宫殿
and also the palaces of Persia,
希腊的神庙
the Athens palace,
在雅典的雕刻
and the sculpting
罗马帝国的宫殿
Athens,
都证明他们一出现的时候都是很有智慧的
All this for the proof that when they pierce they contain wisdom
除了米开朗基罗达文奇这几个重要的雕刻家以外
Other than Michelangelo Raphael
没有多少人会超越 Taxitiles 跟 Phidias在主前两千四百年所做的雕刻
No one actually can supersede these two sculptures about 2,500 years ago
无论后来还有 Canova
Later on there's Canova
还有法国的一些重要的雕刻家
Important sculptures in France
一直到二十世纪初期的罗丹
Until Rodin in the earlier 20th century
他们的灵感还是从 Phidias 从 Praxiteles 那边过来
Their inspiration still coming from these two persons.
所以人类一出现在地上的时候
When man appears on the earth,
已经是很有智慧的
It's already very wise,
很伟大的
very great,
在八千年以前
more than 8,000 years
ago, 巴比伦所炼出来的黄金
and the gold that is coming from
四千年以前
4,000 years ago,
用黄金做的金石
with this gold they make something,
现在挖出来到现在
when they discover it,
它纯净度是比现在伦敦999的黄金还更纯净
the purity of it is more pure than 99.99
我们的问题是什么
what is our
question? 如果人类是因为进化论讲几百万年到现在的话
if man according to evolution that we have history of millions of years
为什么这是八千年以前突然间这样聪明的人就产生在
why is it 8,000 years ago such a wise intelligent appears
而从人类有历史记载到现在
and ever since there's a record of human history until today
你没有看过有一类的东西变成另外的生物
you have never seen a living being suddenly change to another kind of being
无论美洲欧洲澳洲亚洲非洲都未曾有过任何进化改类的记录在历史中
No matter which continent there's no such record of kind changing to kind
今天人之所以接受进化论
That today when people accepted evolution
有一个生物学家叫做 Bateson B-A-T-E-S-O-N
Bateson a biologist
他说不是因为他们已经证明进化论是对的
It is not because they've proven that the evolution is right
Bateson 说人接受进化论
That people accepted evolution
因为进化论迎合他们的口味
because this evolution suit their taste
就是他们比较喜欢时髦的东西
they like things which is modern
比较喜欢现代化的理论
something which is modern
然后把圣经当作落伍退后的东西
and also deem that the Bible something is old and ancient
就因为这样而已
and because of that's all
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear friends
我今天如果要谈还有很多东西可以跟你谈
there's still many things I can discuss with you
我决定今天结束
and any tonight
有关进化论跟创造论的难题
and so this problem between this creationism and evolution
你想这是圣经里面第一个难题吗
you say the first question the problem of the Bible
我告诉你这才是圣经里面第一个把人类的难题解决掉的伟大的启示
and there's a great revelation whereby this Bible has solved the first great problem of mankind
当你在圣经中间看到困难的时候
so when you see problem in the Bible
你发现不是圣经有困难是你有困难
You will find that it is not because the Bible has problem but you has problem
圣经是上帝的道
the Bible is the word of God
把我们带回真理那里
You will lead us back to the truth
愿上帝建立你的信仰
May God establish your faith
光照你的心
And to eliminate your life
我们大家低头祷告
Let's bow our heads